Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Well, congratulations. We made it this far. Yeah, it's Monday. It's all about attitude, though. You got to pump it up. 7:07. Your time check. Brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and we know you're busy. We got great guests today, but if for some reason you can't be with us the whole time, the Bob Rose Show podcast have every minute, every issue on demand in one place, now free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts, like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or iHeart. Just hit subscribe. So people hate kings. It's like, wow, when I'm playing cards, man, I'm hoping I get a few kings, you know?
There you go.
And yeah, what about the three kings that showed up at the birth of Jesus?
Wow.
There'd
have been no gold, frankincense, and myrrh if myrrh. They showed up.
And yeah. I still don't know what frankincense and myrrh is, but I think they're cool gifts nonetheless. So yeah, you can't have that. And they have a problem with Burger King?
Oh.
And what about, like, a whole group of fish? Kingfish?
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
I like that.
Huh.
Oh, you know what?
What's that?
They probably are afraid, though, of King Kong.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then Elvis.
He's the king.
The king.
Yeah. Good southern boy. Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know what this problem is with the kings, especially when it's the Democrat Party that decided to forego a primary. Where you narrow it down to what the people want.
Otherwise, you're just kind of trying to place somebody to be the king, right?
Yeah. Huh. King Kamala.
Yeah.
King Kamala, everybody.
That's worse than King Kong.
Oh, yeah. Yep. So, anyway, demonstrators filled the streets. This is OcalaNews.com, by the way. Demonstrators filled the streets of downtown Ocala. No King's protest against policies of Donald J. Trump. And this was Saturday. And although the exact number is unknown, hundreds of individuals were in attendance for the event, which preceded an open carry barbecue.
Guns and Q. Yeah.
Wow. No reports of any reckless use of firearms, any shootings, any issues.
You mean nobody shot anybody?
No.
No guns on their own shot anybody?
Not as far as been reported.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Man.
So, yeah.
Chief had things out of control in Ocala.
Now, that truly is a peaceful protest.
Yes, it is.
Billed as a nationwide day of defiance, the crowd regularly engaged in chants against Trump. Many holding signs expressing different opinions on a variety of national topics, including immigration, abortion, the rights of the disenfranchised. Prior to the event, there were reports that over 100 events were planned around the state of Florida, 1,000 around the U.S. At least two demonstrations apparently took place in the villages. and several other local cities also saw protesters take to the main thoroughfares. During the event in Ocala, non-perishable food items and hygiene products were collected from demonstrators to benefit Interfaith Emergency Services, an organization that offers emergency assistance to all persons in Marion County.
That's nice.
It's great.
That's awesome.
I think that is great. So I'm going to give them kudos for that.
That's good.
But I do have to question.
Mm-hmm.
They're collecting hygiene items. These people don't have extra hygiene items, okay? A lot of them?
No.
They don't have extra.
Yeah.
Some of them may not
use
be exactly sure of what a hygiene item is.
Or if they had them to give away, which restroom to put them in.
Well, then there's that, Tampon Tim. Thank you very much. Wow.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so that's, I think it's funny. But look.
Yeah.
In that particular thing, you know, their heart is in the right place. So I like that. And look, everybody, as far as I know, were peaceful. And you're allowed to do that. And listen, these are groups I never heard of. Collaboration between Ocala Blue Dots. Blue, I guess, referencing Democrats.
They're a blue
dot
in a red area there. So, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Central Florida Peace and Justice.
Yeah, but then they probably want social justice, climate justice, all the justices.
Supreme Court justices.
No, well, yeah.
Ocala for Democracy.
We're not a democracy, but thank you for trying.
Marion County Young Democrats.
They're just not old enough to know better yet. Okay.
Ocala demands action.
Okay.
Doesn't know. You know, they're just... Whatever. They want action.
Action of the day, yeah.
They want to be directors, you know. They're on the set.
Action! Yeah, I like it.
Republicans against Kat Kamek were there.
You know, there are some really... And I'm just going to be blunt here, because even though they listen... There's some really stupid stuff going on. I got a call the other day, you know, and it's like there's false information out there. That, man, some of these people are just rabid about it. I'm like, please do your homework. It's not that hard to figure these things out.
Could it be possible that there are people that have KDS? Cat Derangement Syndrome?
I think so. I think you're onto something.
Wow.
Could be.
Okay.
But seriously, before you spread things and become rabid, do your homework.
Yeah, and are they really all Republicans? And they're mixing in with these folks that are all anti-Trumpers.
I know. It's
maybe they're anti-Trumper Republicans,
could
I guess.
Could be, too. Yeah, that's possible.
Yeah. Okay. And Marion for Peace. Apparently there were other organizations, too. But, wow, I didn't realize that, you know, in Marion County and Ocala and that area, there were that many different groups. I thought it would just be, you know, like one group. You know, lefty weirdos against Trump. I mean, keep it simple. That way your meetings, you got more people there. But no, apparently, and good for them, it's somewhat of a diverse group.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, there's in Gainesville. Cora Roberson Park was occupied with peaceful protesters during the No Kings Gainesville protest. The turnout hasn't been recorded yet, but estimates suggest a larger turnout than the June protest. Yeah.
Okay.
And I bet you that the weather was better than the June protest weather. Speakers and bands were on hand as protesters gathered in opposition to Trump and his actions since taking office in January. His actions... Bringing the price of gas to an affordable level.
We can't have that.
Peace in the Middle East.
No.
Okay. I'm just wondering.
Not a peace to D.C., lower crime rate. Because that's one of their big things with the No Kings thing. He's tried to take over the country by sending troops into our cities.
He's terrorizing families by doing that.
Well, you don't have to be concerned unless you're a criminal and doing something wrong.
Yeah, I would think there's much better chance that your family is going to be terrorized by crime, criminals, burglars, rapists, you know.
I mean, there's a reason we do numbers pretty much every Monday and Tuesday on how many people get shot in Chicago, and they're one of the loudest saying, we don't want you here.
Yeah.
What, you want the criminals there?
Yeah, it is weird.
It is.
Dozens of tables were available where people could get involved and learn about specific issues. And there was a place to give and receive mutual aid to clothe local children. People brought new clothing, shoes, jackets, feminine hygiene products for Tim. That's for kids and teens.
Yeah. Okay.
Anyone who was in need of clothing items, hygiene products, encouraged to take them for needy kids. The remaining contributions went to clothing closets and local schools.
That's awesome.
All right, yeah.
So they did some good while running around in blow-up dinosaur and frog costumes.
Yeah.
And screaming in megaphones.
But they were peaceful, and that is a constitutional right.
Yeah, absolutely. They did good.
And, you know, we'll poke fun at them just a little bit.
Yeah.
Good, clean fun. It is 7:16 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Coming up next, what's bugging you? A chance for you to call in, air it out, get it off your chest. What's Bugging You is brought to you by Florida Pest Control, 877-975-9825. Call in now. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
And I'm a knucklehead at times, but it's always been to do the best I can.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Time for you to call in, air it out. Get it off your chest. What? You don't have opinions? Of course you do.
Right.
That's why you love talk radio. All right. It is 7:22. Good morning and welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And it's time for What's Bugging You? Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Call now. Ready? 877-975-9825. And, hey, John, what's bugging you?
Hello. What's really bugging me is that Trump didn't come out just for a goof on No King's Day, decked out in a king's crown, purple robes, and declare, "I am your king now. You will from henceforth call me your majestic majesty." Just for fun, you know, how would that have freaked out those lefty freaks?
Yeah, I know there were a lot of memes. I saw that. I saw one. With, he had like a fighter pilot's outfit on and a crown.
Yeah,
and he was,
he was doing the whole Top Gun, you know, with the crown on. But and then there were some with both him and the first lady and their robes and their crowns on their you know.
I think he picks and chooses his little opportunities and little jabs. I don't know how far he would go with it, but it is Trump, so you never know. Good morning, Jen. What's bugging you?
Good morning. What's bugging me is false news. I know we see a lot of these things, pictures of the No Kings crowd and all this stuff. Well, this item, and I forgot who did it, but it was supposed to be a live shot of Boston Common. And if anybody's lived in the Northeast, the foliage has changed by now. So we had, you know, we were cross-referencing other Twitter accounts and everything, and the leaves were either bare or they were all colorful. But this quote-unquote live shot was all green. There was no color in it. So it is false news, and that really bugs me. Have a good day, guys.
All right. And
I believe it was MSNBC, I think, is the one getting accused of running some false video.
Yeah,
I believe, so.
I think I misheard her. I thought she said it's Fox News, but I think she said fake
false
news.
False news, yes.
False news.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
False
that,
news. Yep.
That threw me off. Yes, absolutely. Somebody for sure, and I think you're right, it was MSNBC that was busted for using old video from a completely different event to make it look like Boston had like a million people show up. Yeah. 877-975-9825. Call in now. It's a lot easier to call in now than last week when I was flying solo. Man, it was like
fun times.
That was crazy time.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So good morning, Mark. What's bugging you?
Good morning, Bob and Greg. What's bugging me is, like the first caller, I think Trump missed an opportunity on No Kings Day. I think he should have done a photo op with a Whopper and one of those cardboard Burger King crowns on his head. And then also what bugs me is we didn't see Bad Bunny show up with the inflatable frogs at the protests.
Bad Bunny.
Oh, yeah. And actually, again, Mark, some of those memes that were out there were from Trump-sourced sources, if you will. So, in a sense, he did do what you want him to do. There were multiple versions of that.
Greg, I've got a bug.
What? Well, I know who you can call.
You know me, Mr. Law-abiding citizen.
Oh, no.
I had a run-in with the po-po.
Again? Here comes.
Yep.
We're now going to hear from Libertarian Bob Rose.
Yes.
Who doesn't like getting pulled over.
No. It was it was a Biketoberfest.
Oh, okay.
And if you know the area in US 1 near where the Iron Horse is, the traffic becomes very congested there.
Okay.
There's a lot of law enforcement there.
Sure.
And they have to keep people corralled and keep them safe. And they actually also stop traffic so that people can, pedestrians can cross the road there.
Sure.
All those cops, in my experience going back 35 years, have always been extremely friendly.
Mm-hmm.
Really just nice guys.
Yeah.
So it was getting congested, and I thought, you know, the Iron Horse has a small parking lot in front. Otherwise, they push you into the back. You're actually in, like, the place.
Okay.
And I didn't want to get stuck in there, quite frankly. So I was going, hey, let's pay here $5. No, get closer. Betsy had, like, some heels on. She didn't want to walk any further than she had to. She normally loves to walk, but not in heels. And so I go, oh, this looks pretty good right here. And we pull in. And it's obviously a business that had been closed for years. I mean, it was dilapidated.
Sure.
And I could see no trespassing signs up on the front.
Okay. But it usually means don't come in the building.
But we're parking on what would more be like an easement area.
Yeah, I get it.
And there's other motorcycles there as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I parked there. And then we're walking by, you know, going toward the event. And there is a sign there. And it says no parking, and it has it like, but it's tilted, so it means like from here to the road. But I don't know, it just wasn't completely clear.
Right.
But it did go through my mind, like, you know what, you should better be safe than sorry. You should move it, and I didn't.
Uh-huh.
And look, I was in the wrong spot. You know, push comes to shove, but the guys they came out while they were writing the tickets.
Yeah.
And I'm like, come on, man, you know. This isn't affecting safety and all that. I'm telling you, these guys had attitude.
Ooh.
And I was so close to saying, I go, hey, someday, don't you want to be one of those hero cops that really protects its citizens and they risk their lives instead of a ticket-writing loser?
But you showed some restraint? I mean, you're here. You're not in jail.
Betsy wasn't quite as restrained.
I can imagine that.
She wasn't restrained after being...
So that was good. No restraints were
used. I was like,
used.
Get on the bike. Let's just go. But yeah, $35 parking ticket.
Ouch.
And you know, yeah. It just leaves you with a bad taste in your mouth because, like, here you are in the community spending hundreds and thousands of dollars.
That's why they have the event.
And,
yeah.
Right. And if it was a safety issue, I'm totally on board.
Sure.
You know, if it's somebody being reckless or stupid, that's one thing. But really,
yeah,
parked clearly off the road, not bothering anybody.
Mm-hmm.
It's...
No, I get it.
Just,
I get it.
You know, you give good cops a bad name, kind of, really.
Yeah, that should be a song.
Yeah. Come on, Bon Jovi.
Yeah,
get with it.
Absolutely.
7:29 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. We've got a lot to talk about, including ceasefire. Back on track next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
So what's that commie up to? Mom Donnie.
Oh.
Could be the next mayor of New York. I've got a couple of pieces of information I want to share with you. It is 7:36. Good morning and welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And your time check is brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Listen to this. A new poll just came out. And here's the deal. A Cuomo is in a virtual dead heat with Zohran Mamdani if Curtis Sliwa drops out, the Republican.
Run that by me again.
If Curtis Sliwa drops out,
yeah,
that would put Cuomo in a dead heat with Mamdani.
Whoever thought we'd root for Cuomo?
You want you want communism or corruption, huh? Come on, man.
Man, life's what big choices.
Yeah, it's not good choices.
No.
Well, when they say the lesser of two evils, it's kind of alliteration there.
I am just blown away by Mamdani and the fact that people are getting suckered in to his radical. I mean, are they? I don't know. We've talked about it. Is it greediness? Is it stupidity? I mean, just because someone offers you a bunch of stuff, do you not really understand his policies?
I think there is a high level of ignorance. I think that when he offers this, you know, these cheap free groceries, universal free child care, free buses.
Yeah.
People, I guess, are still silly enough, you know, if it's free, you know, it might be too good to be true. It might not really work out that way, or, you know, it's got to be paid for somehow. No, if they think they're going to be on the receiving end and not on the paying end, then, yeah, I guess that they're all for it. All right, let's go to the Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines. And, Jerry, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Bob. As an ex-New York exile here in Florida, which I adopted, this is my home state 30 years ago, I know the politics up there are terrible. But what I think personally is a pragmatic thing. Cuomo should offer Curtis Sliwa some job as, like, commissioner of public safety, not a, you know, the police commissioner, but they should join teams. And this way, the Republicans are a little bit satiated that there's going to be a law and order in the state, and it kind of helps Cuomo boost his credentials. But I personally despise Cuomo. I think he's terrible. He's worse than his dad, Mario, was, who was also the governor of New York. But I think that's the only way of sanity in New York City, believe it or not. That's how bad it's gotten up there.
Wow. Well, hey, you know, appreciate the insight on that. As usual, yeah, you make some sort of concession with Sliwa, you know, you offer him something, and where he'll have some level of you know, of power and representation. But according to this, yeah, newly released poll, Gotham Polling and City AARP found 44.6 would vote for Mamdani if Sliwa quit the race. So it's positioned in such a way that, you know, it eliminates him, compared to 40% saying they'd back Cuomo. So that there's a margin of error there for 4 points, but it puts Cuomo within striking distance. So
who would have dreamed that's the possible options?
I knew it was shaping up like that, because what, you know, otherwise there Cuomo has no chance.
Right.
I think I think that Jerry's right. Offering Sliwa some position, some kind of job,
right,
would be very, very wise. I mean, mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, if Cuomo wants to win, he's going to have to do something. I don't think he can win if Sliwa stays in it.
Right.
So, but
wow.
If people did pay attention, maybe they'd know. You know, last week I told them that Mamdani's family, his parents, mm-hmm. are very, very tight with the Qatari royal family. And Peter Schweitzer did his research and said, yeah, this same family gave refuge to Khalid Sheikh Mohammed.
Wow.
At some point. And so, like, connect the dots.
Mm-hmm.
But here's another one. A post by radical democratic socialist Zohran Mamdani, very well could be, you know, the next mayor of New York, proudly shares a photo with a smiling imam, Siraj Wahaj, an unindicted co-conspirator in the 1993 World Trade Center bombing, with lawmakers and public figures warning that jihad is coming to New York unless voters wake up. Mamdani posted the photos on his own X account, writing that he had the pleasure of meeting with the imam, who he praised as one of the nation's foremost Muslim leaders and a pillar of the community.
Wow.
So the New York Post first reported on that image. But that fits right into what I told you last week in that story. Yeah, actually, we got a couple of those stories related to the same thing.
Hmm.
And, this guy, this imam, is a radical who encouraged attacks against the U.S., who was linked to the 93 World Trade Center plot, precursor to 9/11 Al-Qaeda terror attacks that, ended up taking out both of those towers. Yep. And Mamdani, he's He's bad news.
Oh, yeah.
Bad news on a lot of different levels. Big news locally is Billy Napier, the coach of the Florida Gators, is no longer the coach of the Florida Gators. Probably one of the worst-kept secrets in all of college football, I do have to say. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, rumors of him being fired, and maybe some of the rumors were just some fans were hopeful. Nothing against him personally. Look, it's a job. He's a big boy. He's going to walk out the door, literally, $21 million richer.
Oh,
that's on top of the millions that he's made as the head football coach. So, I mean, don't shed too many tears for him. And, yeah, he gets half of the $21 million within 30 days. That's the way the buyout works.
Imagine, can I get that as a direct deposit? Or if you could just write me a check, I actually want to walk into the lobby and hand him a check and say, could you put this in my primary checking, please?
I'd want it packed in suitcases in cash.
Wow.
Yep.
Well, just so it feels like more.
Yeah.
Man.
Carrying it around. How would that feel?
You'd feel like a Middle Eastern recipient of Obama or Biden. Maybe you want it in pallets and just, you know, drop it off at the airport or something.
It's crazy. That's a crazy amount of money. A lot of people can't, you know, not the vast majority of people can't really relate to that.
No.
And
it
just goes to show you. And I saw a scale also of what they were paying, like, the assistant coaches and stuff like that. And that has gone up over the last 10 years, like, it much faster than any sort of rate of inflation or anything else. You know what I mean? Like, multiples. But those people put in a lot of hard work. So
they
for
do.
Them to get something, it's just hopefully the athletic director is talking to John Gruden like I told him to.
Yeah, well, you know, if they'll listen.
They should.
And if they listen to the show in general, they might learn something.
If they listen to me yelling at the TV, they'd hire me as the head coach.
How's that working for you?
7:44 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Your top story is ceasefire back on track. Yep, there was some exchanges that had taken place, but apparently it's back on track. More on that and a special guest coming up at 8:05. Nanette Holt, our investigative reporter, will be talking to her. So stick around and let's make Mondays great on 97.3 The Sky. Seven:50 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. 10 minutes till 8 o'clock. Rise and shine. Pump it up. Happy Monday. We'll make the best of it. Gator fans, most people have heard the news by now. Head coach Billy Napier has been fired, so the search for a new coach begins. Worldwide, this being watched politically, ceasefire is back on track, and that's a good thing. Turning Point USA is calling for the NBA to fire an employee who posted offensive comments about the assassination of Charlie Kirk on social media. We talked about this a little bit, I believe, on Friday, and I believe the employee at that point had been suspended. So you've got the NBA employee, suspended for 2 weeks with no pay for violating multiple NBA policies after making inappropriate posts about Kirk's assassination, but Turning Point USA is pushing for more action. The opinion of this team and that any decent American, if that is someone is morally depraved enough to celebrate the cold-blooded assassination of an innocent husband and father, let alone an American hero like Charlie, then they deserve to be immediately fired. It's an instant black eye to any employer who refuses to take action. This shouldn't be newsworthy or exceptional. We hope the NBA doesn't stop at suspension but goes the full distance and fires this individual as they well deserve. The employee in question reportedly called Kirk, a conservative firebrand and devout follower of Jesus Christ, a terrible person, a asshole, in a story posted to Instagram. The employee also said Kirk had no legacy. Well, obviously, you're not paying attention, and now you're kind of a part of that legacy one way or another. Did absolutely nothing healthy for the world except spew dangerous rhetoric, yet there is no legacy. That's what he said. And he also said, oh, and I forgot to include thoughts and prayers, LMAO. Wow. The NBA did not make clear when the suspension went into effect and which specific policies the employee violated. According to the report, the NBA did not respond to requests for comments from Fox News at the time of the publication. Kirk was posthumously awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom on Tuesday, the same day, of course, that he would have turned 32 years old.
Wow, so young.
So why isn't this person identified, this NBA employee?
It's odd.
Well, it is odd because you're willing to say these disparaging things about somebody.
Mm-hmm. Who believed in free speech.
Yeah.
So you should stand
up. And so why would that person remain anonymous?
Mm-hmm.
Why wouldn't they? I mean, the NBA doesn't necessarily have to identify him. But I'm sure somebody could have figured it out by now. It's not that I'm not wishing any harm come to that person other than, yeah, maybe you shouldn't be, you know, employed.
Yeah.
That would be the, you know, the employer's call ultimately. But you can call for the firing. You could ask for the firing. Wow. Oh, speaking of Charlie Kirk, a Florida high school teacher was forced to take down a poster of Turning Point USA founder Charlie Kirk that he placed in his classroom. Well, he's pushing back. William Loggins teaches comprehensive law honors and economics at Horizon High School in Orange County, told Fox News that he was singled out by the action. There's plenty of other posters and flags and stuff in teachers' classrooms in the same school and on their doors, and that should also be considered controversial or political, but I just feel like I'm being targeted because this is a conservative figure. The poster in question features a quote by Kirk, who was violently assassinated. As you know, the quote reads, "Never underestimate the power of your voice and the impact you can have on the world when you speak up for what you believe in." Isn't that exactly what you would want your high school students to think, to do? A student complained about the poster, and the school district authorities had him take it down. He talked to local TV affiliate Wesh, and he said he admitted that the poster didn't say anything controversial and was inspirational, but that Charlie Kirk was a controversial political figure, and it would have to come down. That's what the school district authorities said.
You know, it was just frustrating. Even this morning, I'm watching video that shows up when people are walking around in their freedom or, you know, I am Charlie Kirk or whatever. And you've got these lefties coming out and screaming at them. And the guy's like, well, what's your problem? You know, and it's like, Charlie Kirk was racist. He was all those things that they accused him of being that he was not. It's just amazing that the vitriol, the anger, because you wear a shirt representing a guy who believed in free speech, you're enjoying your free speech, but you're wrong with your facts, unfortunately.
Well, and here's the thing. I thought, well, you know, what about a poster of Martin Luther King Jr.? Would he be considered controversial? In some ways, he probably would be to the DEI people because they're the exact opposite. Rosa Parks, Ronald Reagan. Well, guess what? He has posters in his classroom also of all three of those people.
Wow.
Yeah.
Huh.
So, yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. Being targeted, you think?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, we've got our investigative reporter, Nanette Holt, going to join us in the studio in just a few minutes, so you want to stick around. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 7:56, and you're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Fee and fees apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.